Welcome to the Southside Community Church Podcast with Pastor Mark Hahn. We are located at 1815 South P Street in Elwood, Indiana. Visit us on Facebook.
Joshua
the link 5. Will be in the description below. Have a great day.
We want to read the 13th through the 15th verse. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked.
If you have your Bibles, you follow along.
There stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand.
Joshua 5.
And Joshua went to meet him.
I want to read the 13th through the 15th.
And said unto him, Art thou for us?
And it came to pass,
when Joshua was by Jericho, that he said, Nay,
and look.
But as the captain of the host of the Lord
over against him,
I
with his sword,
and Joshua
his hand
fell on his
face. Joshua went
to the earth
to meet him
and did worship
and said
unto him,
Art
what saith my Lord,
or
unto his servant,
or for our adversary?
And the captain
and
he said, Nay,
host.
But as the captain of loose thy shoe from off thy feet,
I
now the place whereon Joshua
standeth
fell
on his face,
and
Joshua
and did worship and said unto
your heavenly Father, we're so thankful.
What saith my Lord?
And
we're so thankful, God, that the
stories that we read
of the Lord
here in your word.
Said unto Joshua,
therefore
loose thy shoe,
Lord,
from
they're
off
just
thy
as real, Lord, as they for the
happened
place
yesterday.
Whereon thou
and Lord, you give us these stories in this scriptures
and
to strengthen our faith.
Did so.
For we are like people
of your heavenly Father
as they were,
thankful, God, for your word.
Living in a world.
We're so thankful,
that's
God,
that
the stories
help us. We pray, God, today
here in your word,
to preach your word
for just a few minutes.
Therefore,
we realize, God, that without
Lord,
you, they're just as real, Lord, as they have
been. Surely, we're just dust.
Our
and Lord, you give us these stories in this scripture.
Put your hand upon us, we pray.
To strengthen our faith.
In Jesus' name.
For we are like people as they were, God, living in a world.
That's
I read this.
Full of sin.
Help us, we pray, God, today,
and
to preach your word for just a few minutes.
As I was,
we realized, God, that without you,
we can't do
in
the other chapters, earlier chapters,
our frames are.
I'll tell you, when I come across this,
put your hand upon us, we pray.
I'll tell you,
in Jesus' name,
it stirred my heart.
I read this.
It done something to me
a few years ago,
personally,
and come across it as I was
as I looked at Joshua, looked
at
him
here this morning. In
the I see Christ in all
this. And I tell you, when I come across this,
I praise God. The captain of the Lord of hosts' heart is Jesus. It's Jesus Christ Himself.
It
does something to
God.
Me.
How did you say that, preacher?
I tell you, as I looked at Joshua, look at him here.
The Spirit revealed it to me.
I see
I'm
Christ.
Not special. In all
I'm
this.
Not, no, nobody special. Amen. But I know,
praise God.
This morning, the captain of the Lord
of
hosts,
who's in charge,
right.
Is Jesus.
And who's the captain?
Is
Jesus
the Lord
Christ Himself.
Who has the power,
believing God,
and who is sitting
how
at the right
that,
hand of God,
preacher,
this morning,
I
making intercessions for you and I and for the church.
Spirit revealed it to me.
Amen. It's none other than the Son of God.
Nobody special.
Amen. That shed His blood for us.
But I know.
Huh? And we sung the song this
who's
morning.
In, who's in charge?
That the blood
who's
will
the
never lose us.
Of the Lord's army.
Amen.
Who has the power?
Praise God
and
for that.
Sitting
something's
right
happened to
God
us inside.
This morning.
How
We've been born again in the Spirit. God's changed our lives. We've never been the same.
It's none other than the Son of God. Amen. They shed His blood for us.
And we sang the song that's this morning, my friend. But I want to tell you something. I'm glad this morning that we're connected.
Praise God
to
that.
Captain.
Something's happened to us inside.
Amen.
We've been born again of the Spirit. God's changed our lives. We've never been the same.
But we're not going to go through them alone.
Amen.
And we're living in a world.
He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us.
And we know that this morning, my friend. But I want to tell you something. I'm glad this morning that we're connected to the captain.
Moses died.
Amen. We're going to go through some battles.
Chapter 1.
We're
going to
face some things, my friend, in this life. But we're not going to go through.
And the Lord came to Joshua.
He said He'd never leave us nor
forsake
us.
He told him this. He said, Moses is dead.
Amen.
And here's all of my people. These are the elected of God.
Moses died. And he comes to Joshua.
Chapter 1.
And he said, you're going to be the leader.
Moses passed away.
You're going to take my people.
And the Lord came to Joshua.
Over into the promised land. The covenant, listen to me, that I made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
And here's all of my people.
Of their loins. These are the elected
of God.
And Joshua, my friend, and he said, you're going to
here's the Lord.
You're going to take my people, over into
said,
the promised land.
There shall not be
the covenant,
there
listen
shall
to me,
not
that I
made
with Abraham,
stand before thee,
Isaac, and Jacob,
all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I will not fail thee. Listen. Nor forsake
thee, my friend.
Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide the inheritance of the land, which I swear unto their father.
There shall not be
to give them.
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee.
Dropping down
all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses,
have I not commanded
thee? So shall I be with thee.
Be strong and of good courage.
Listen.
Be
not
afraid.
Forsake thee.
Be strong and of good courage.
Hear this word, people.
For unto this people shall thou divide the inheritance.
Be of good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou shalt go.
Drop him down. The verse 9.
I want to tell you something, church, this morning. With the word of God.
Be not afraid.
Ponder that in your
amen.
Heart and
hear this word,
that,
people.
That's how God in the universe is.
Be of good courage. Be not afraid.
I don't care if it's not going to be a man.
For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou shalt go.
Himself that can defeat us. I want to tell you something.
Because the captain of the army
with
the
word
of
God
is with
us.
Hallelujah.
And swallow that the God of the universe is with us today. Amen. I don't care. It's not going to be a man. It's not going to be the demons of hell and the devil himself that can defeat us.
He told him about the word of God.
Because the captain
he said, you
of
keep
the army,
word of God
the
and
Lord
the commandments
of hosts, is
in your hearts.
Us.
You meditate on them day and night.
Hallelujah.
Don't let them depart from
this morning.
I tell you what.
He told them to Joshua.
Who did Jesus say he was? He said he was the Word
Joshua.
Of God. Amen. Praise God. I'm so thankful for the Bible today. I know there's so many different translations.
He told him about the Word of God.
And you got to watch the translations.
He said, you keep the Word of God.
Because some of them have not spiritual
in your
meaning.
Hearts.
You meditate on them day and night.
And I've got help from them.
Don't let them depart from you.
Huh? They interpret the word in a way that I kind of understand in the King James.
Never understand it.
But I want to tell you something.
He said he was the word of life.
Every time I read my King James.
Praise God. I'm so thankful for the Bible today.
Huh?
I know there's so many different translations. Huh? And you got to watch the translations. Huh? Because some of them have not spiritual meaning.
My friend, in the interpretation in the King James Version that I would have never seen.
Huh? They interpreted the word in a way that I kind of understand it.
It was good enough for our fathers.
But I want to tell you something.
Good enough for us.
Every time I read my King James
Version. And I'm not knocking people.
Huh?
And knocking Bibles or knocking anything.
Huh?
But I want to tell you something. Sometimes man just gets too educated.
I know what works for me.
He gets too far away. Spiritual things, my friend, in the interpretation in the King James Version that I would have never seen
any other spiritual things of God. Amen.
Read it. It was good enough for our fathers.
Amen.
It ought to be good enough for us.
And Joshua,
huh, in the second chapter,
and knocking Bibles or knocking anything. But I want to
he sends out the spies.
Sometimes man just gets too much.
You remember that story?
He
sent out the spies to Jericho.
And his mind gets too small.
To spy out the land. And they go down to spy out the land.
Read it. Amen. You remember that?
And Joshua.
In the second chapter.
The Lord bless me so much.
He sends out the spies.
You remember that?
He sent out the spies to Jericho.
God used
to spy out the land.
And the scarlet cord.
And they go down to spy out the land.
Praise God.
And they come back.
You remember that?
You see,
Jericho was that gigantic city. That was the biggest blessing of so much studying that. The most populated city. The city that had the biggest walls.
They said you could, I don't know how many chariots could
go on top of it and pass each other.
Amen.
I don't know how, I can't remember what it was. But that's
and they come back.
But it was a great city.
You see, Jericho
was that gigantic city. That was the biggest city of the time.
Amen.
The most spies come back. City,
said
the
we're
city
awake.
That had the biggest
God
give
us the city.
We talked to this woman, Rahab, and she told us that the people's heart are melted. They lost their courage because they know that God is for his people, the Jewish people
and
in Israel
go through it. To get the Canaan.
And then the spies come back.
Said we're available.
God's give us the
chapter
city.
Chapter 3.
We talked to this woman, Rahab.
Great miracle.
And she's told us that the people's hearts are melted. They've lost their courage because they know that God
know
is
the Red
for
sea
his
is a great
people.
Miracle.
When God parted the Red Sea
for Moses and
then, chapter 3, the great miracle.
I know it's not probably preached
the cross
on
the
Jordan.
Amen.
Now here it was, my friend.
I know the Red
Here's
sea.
Jericho.
On the other side of the Jordan that they have to get to, and here's the Jordan River that's in front of them, and they got to get across somehow.
I mean, I'm telling you, it said that the rivers overflowed their
banks at this harvest time.
Amen.
It was deeper.
Now here it was, my friend.
During any other part of the year. On the other side of
I'm
the
so
Jordan,
glad. Hallelujah this morning.
To,
I don't care
here's
what
the Jordan River
seems like
that's in front of them. And they got to get across somehow.
I mean, I'm telling you, it said that the rivers overflowed their banks at this harvest time.
He
said there,
it was deeper than it ever was.
When the brim,
during any other part of the year,
when the feet of the priest,
I'm so glad,
the
ark of the cup, hallelujah,
when the toe right here touches the edge, the brim of the river, it'll part from one side to the other.
And you'll be able to go through on your right hand. I'll keep it open long enough for you all to get through.
He said there,
when the brim, they seen it.
When the feet of
with
the
their own eyes.
That's carrying the ark of the covenant. When the toe right here touches the edge, the brim of the river,
it'll part from one side to the other.
Amen.
And you'll be able to go through on dry ground.
And then in chapter 4,
it said, God said, go down and get 12 stones out of the river and bring them up on the
shore. They seen it with their own eyes. They experienced it.
For your families and their families and the families that's come, said the God of Israel parts the sea.
Amen. For this great power, this great miracle.
Amen. And then in chapter 4.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
It said, and they went out and they got those stones out of there for the
12. And there was 12, which represented the 12 tribes of Israel.
And they got those stones out of there. And they stepped them up.
For your families and their families and the families that's come.
I'm going to speed this up so we'll get us out of here. I ain't going to preach for
you.
Anyway,
it said, amen. The Amorite king, praise God, and the king.
And they went out and they got those stones out of there for the
12, and there was 12, which represented the 12 tribes of Israel.
They heard,
and they got those stones out of there.
Opened up the Jordan River for the Israelites to get through.
In this
they knew they were heading their way into Jericho. Was the first city that was going to be destroyed.
Anyway,
and they feared for their cities. The Amorite kings, it said their hearts melted of the Canaanites that God parted the Jordan. Listen, they heard how God opened up the Jordan
I want to tell you
River
something.
For the Israelites.
And I know sometimes we go through
they
so much.
They were
and it's hard to believe. Sometimes it's hard to grasp.
That was going
to
be
destroyed. I'm going to tell you something.
And they feared for their
it's too hard for our God.
Amen. Their hearts melt. Praise God. I want to tell you something. Listen. Job said through all of his suffering, everything that he
want to tell you
went
something.
Through, all the loss of his personal life, his wealth, his family, all of his
sometimes
goods,
it's hard
everything
to
that he had.
But
was
I want to
gone
tell you something.
With. Like that wasn't enough. He was plagued, my friend, with sickness and boils from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Listen, Job said,
you're talking about a man that should have just gave up
everything
and forgot about it. But it
said
all this, all the loss of his personal life, his wealth, his family,
all of his goods, everything that he had was gone away.
As he was getting made up, my friend,
from the boil, he said, boils from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, body of mine. Yet in my flesh,
a man that should have just gave up and forgot about it.
My
but instead of all
he
this,
he had the hope, he had the security, and his Redeemer lived.
Amen.
You know what he said?
Praise God.
As he was getting ate up, my friend, from the boils, he
I
said,
thought about this part
skin
of this
worm,
scripture.
Destroy this flesh
now
and
that
this
we read
body and life. Yet in my flesh I shall see God.
And
woo! I tell you what, my friend, he had the vision, he had the hope, he had the
I want to tell you something
that
you've experienced it too.
Amen.
We'll go through
praise
something.
God. And God will give us the victory. And we win it.
I thought about
we're down in the valley, we're down in the
scripture.
Low part of our lives, we're down in situations we're going through.
And God will come along and lift us up. And
and put our
I thought about Joshua.
And we'll start.
You know, here.
And then what happens?
I want to tell you something. And you
something else takes place in our life. And here we are again with another battle, another struggle. Amen. But hallelujah, God's with us.
We're down in the valley.
This is what Joshua had just witnessed. This great parting of the Jordan River. And oh my gosh, how would you like to be in that worship service? Woo! Lord, cross you! I tell you what, they were fighting out, taking blood in life. And here we are again with another battle, another struggle.
They were on top of the world
because their God was with them. This is what Joshua had just witnessed. This great parting of the Jordan River. And oh my gosh, how would you like to be in that worship service? Woo! God crushed him! I tell you what, they were praising God and running all over the place for the great miracle.
I tell you what.
They were on top of the world because their God was with them.
Not only physically.
And in this part, this is my thinking, and in my analogy of it, he got to thinking
about that sin. Joshua seen it all,
and he was at a high point.
That massive city, my friend.
I know, man, when they shut the gates, I tell you, he felt like nothing could move him. Nothing could destroy.
He looked across there. And in this part, this is my thinking.
He got away from the camp.
He got away from the people. He got away from everybody. And he took him a little walk. He took him a little walk. By himself.
When they shut the gates, nobody was condemned.
And he's human. Just like me and you.
Across there.
There's no difference.
This is what he done. He got away from the camp.
He
got away from the people. He got away from everybody. And he took him a little walk.
Come up on him.
He took him a little walk.
How?
Are
we going to...
By himself.
This great city. How unique.
And he's human.
Are we going to get...
Just like me and you.
How are we going to get through this tribulation,
us?
That we're getting ready to face,
or that we're already in?
Myself and his parallel.
You see,
and his
in
skull.
Reality, without God, if they would have went down to Jericho and never obeyed God and marched around the city, if they went down there to that city to try to overthrow it by themselves. They would have never got into the city.
How are we going to get through this?
Because there's no way to get over the walls. They're too high. And I want to tell you something. The soldiers in Jericho would have stayed on the wall and
without God.
If they would have went down to Jericho and never obeyed God and marched around the city, if they went down there to that city to try to overthrow it by themselves, they would have never got into the city. Because there's no way
in our walls.
They're too high. And I want to tell you something. The soldiers in Jericho.
I know I got to quit.
He was pondering on these things, my friend. He was thinking about it. I know what the Lord said. I know what he just did. But I'll tell you what, this is a little bit different. It's a little bit harder.
It takes his mercy and his grace.
I'm not his love and our faith and trust and believing to take us there.
Amen. And I believe
Joshua was pondering
these things, my friend.
I know I got to quit. He was pondering on these things.
I didn't know how I was going to get through it.
I know what the Lord
said. How am I going to make it?
I know what he just did. But I tell you what, this is a little bit different. It's a little bit harder.
Hallelujah.
Because of the blood and the power of Christ and the captain of the Lord of hosts.
Amen. And I believe that.
I want to tell you that.
Because that's how we
God knows what we need.
Listen,
I've been through some things, and I didn't know how I was going to get through it. How am I going to make it? How the enemy was attacking so much.
He saw a man standing there
with his sword drawn. You know what that means?
And the power of Christ. And the captain of the Lord of
hosts. He had it in his hand. He was holding it just like this. I mean, it was just sticking out there. And it was ready to
God
go.
God knows what we need. I want to tell you something about Joshua.
And as Joshua,
Joshua was a warrior.
Joshua had courage. He was tough, strong. And I bet he was good looking.
With his sword drawn.
David, my friend, was beautiful.
And I believe in Joshua. It was
not hand. Me.
Oh, gosh. No. Like
but they were.
He was a sticking out there. And he was ready to go.
I want to tell you something about Joshua. He wasn't afraid of nothing.
Joshua was a warrior. And Joshua, he went, listen, the courage that he has,
he went down
to that man that was standing there.
Man of God, heart good looking.
And he asked,
David, my friend,
are you for us?
Beautiful.
Are you for us?
And I believe in Joshua was it, not me.
Oh, gosh, no.
But they were.
I believe he was. Joshua was cutting the pieces.
And he was. He wasn't afraid of
there
nothing.
Body parts and armor laying right there that he had. He went down to that man that was standing there.
What did he asked, say?
Let's read it.
You for us?
Let's hear it.
Are you for our enemies?
He said here.
Huh?
He was quiet.
I'll put your hand.
He said, nay, but as the captain of the host.
There have been body parts and armor laying right there.
And Joshua fell to the earth, to his face to the earth, and did worship and said it to him, what saith thy word unto me?
Let's read it. Let's hear it.
My word of God. Said it to Joshua.
He said here.
Loose thy shoe from all thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest. He said, it's okay, but as the captain of the host, of the Lord, I am now come.
I tell you.
And Joshua fell to the earth, to his face to the earth, and did worship and said unto him, what saith thy Lord?
Just like an ordinary man.
And the captain of the Lord of hosts
said unto Joshua, because he didn't know who he was. He didn't know who he was identified with.
The place wherein thou standest.
But when the Lord told me, and he said, I'm the captain of the Lord of hosts. What Joshua?
I tell you what.
He fell right down to his face.
He knew. Listen. I tell you what. He knew that the Messiah was going to go. But he didn't know it was Jesus. But he knew it was God. But it was actually Christ.
I want to tell you. How do you believe that, preacher? I want to tell you why.
He didn't know who he was identified with.
Because Christ is the Lord. He's the captain of God's army.
And he said,
and he always will be. And he is God himself. Listen, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the three are one.
I tell you what.
But they're separated for certain purposes.
But he knew it's
not. Moses, when he was
first was burning, my friend, in the
that?
Desert.
I'm
the
scripture said that it was an angel of the Lord.
Christ is the Lord.
He's the captain of God's army. And he always
and
will be.
And that man was Jesus Christ.
And he is God himself.
That's how I believe it was Jesus.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the three are one.
I'm going to quit.
But they're separated for certain purposes.
This
my
my
friend, listen, when Moses, when the
bush was burning, my friend, in the desert,
I know
we're
all
the
facing
things in our personal lives, our family lives, jobs, all this stuff.
And that man,
I want to tell you something.
Jesus. I believe it's like I said, I think we're down about the end of this.
That's how I believe it was Jesus.
And God's people, it says,
I want to tell you something. I can't find it.
I'm going to quit. I don't care.
Please let me get out of here. And I God's people are going to be tested and try.
I know we're all going through things.
And the true Christian.
I know we're all facing things in our personal lives, our family lives, jobs, all this stuff. I want you to grasp this.
I believe it's like I said, I think we're down.
Whatever you're going through,
and whatever you face.
And God's people, it says in the scripture, and I can't find it, but I don't care, I would say it.
Huh? And God's people is going to be tested and tried to see what we're doing.
You, and the true Christian, the true child of God.
Get down and pray to Him. God already knows the outcome of the whole thing. And I want you to grasp this.
Go ahead and get with Him.
Whatever you're going through.
Pour your heart out to Him.
And whatever you're facing.
Lay it all on the line. Lord, the only reason I'm doing this today is because of you. Get alone somewhere with God.
Give it all to Him.
Where nobody's my friend.
And whatever the result is,
you don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Get down and pray to
Him.
God already knows.
But whatever it is, God knows. And He'll help us to the end.
Pour your heart out.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Lay it all.
Grasp that and think about that. And hold on. To God. Don't let go of Him. He's our only hope. We have no hope.
There's no hope in this world, my friend. But our hope's in Christ.
But whatever it is, God knows. And He'll help us
part of this
to the end.
It's going to be on the armor of God in the battle.
Grasp that and think about that.
It's
and
not enough.
Hold on.
But listen to me.
To God. Don't let go of Him.
This
He's our only hope.
Land.
We have no hope.
There's no hope in this world, my friend. But our hope is in Christ.
Geographical land right here on earth. And they were to possess it.
That was their gift. Was going to be on the armor of God in the battle. Let me tell you something. There's another land.
Listen to me. That's awaiting us. It's the promised land that Christ had told us about. And I want to tell you what that promised land is. It's a heavenly promised land that Jesus would give to every child of God after the death.
And they
would
possess that was their gift from life.
We'll pass from death to life.
Let me tell you something.
This is the promised land.
There's
so listen, church.
There's going to be battles, and we'll have to fight them. Amen.
It's a promised land that Christ has told us about. And I'm going to tell you what that promised land is. It's a heavenly promised land that Jesus would give to every child of God after the death of them in this life.
I think about what Jesus said.
This is the promised land. So listen, church.
There's going to be battles. And He said, I'm going to win. Amen. I'm going to
praise God.
There's a way of heaven. I'm going back to life.
Father.
He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, which I'm going to go,
I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. Thank God for that. My friend, we have a heavenly help awaiting us today.
He said, I'm going to
go. And it can happen today. The rapture can take place and we'd be falling.
Amen, and be in eternal bliss.
He
looked on his disciples.
He looked in their eyes.
I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, which I'm going to go,
I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Thank God for that, my friend. We have a heavenly help awaiting us today.
Amen.
And it can happen today. The rapture can take place, and we can fall.
I'll
not leave you comfortless. I'll send the Comforter. I'll send the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you what He said. He'll abide in your heart and in your life and help you through everything.
Amen. I want to tell you something. The Holy Spirit's real. Amen. He is the third person of the Trinity, and His Spirit lives inside of us. And
He'll abide in your heart and in your life and help you through everything.
And God be
for all the taste of who can be.
The Holy Spirit's real.
Amen.
Amen. He is the third person of the Trinity.
In other words, and his spirit that, is I thought was on this.
And he's,
who can fight against
Jesus?
Who can
he will guide
compare
you and direct you and bring up in your memories everything that I told you.
It was so wild. I heard a preacher say it. He was talking about
the world
that God's for
and the earth
and God's
doors
and the moon
and all this stuff.
And God has to stay in perfect line,
in perfect time.
And in other words, to interpret that, I thought it was like
the sun has to stay so far away from the earth,
huh?
And all this stuff, I've got to get that.
I want to tell you,
he was telling about that.
I got to find
that. I thought that is so amazing.
It was so wild.
I heard a preacher say
it. He was talking about
a different 1 degree. It would melt all of us
and
burn us all
up.
And all this stuff, God has to stay.
Who holds all that
time? In perfect
time,
God
does.
Everything.
Amen.
The sun has
Amen.
To
he
so
does.
Far away from the earth.
I'm glad.
And all this stuff, I've got to get.
If he
can
hold the world up.
He was telling about that.
If he can hold the cosmos and all the galaxies and the stars and the earth and the planets and everything in perfect time and a perfect solar
system, my friend, he'll be able to hold you and me up for sure.
Amen.
Who holds?
Praise God. There's nothing too hard for him.
God does.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Right, he does. Amen. I'm glad.
Praise
if he can hold the world up,
if he can hold the cosmos and all the galaxies and the stars and the earth and the planets and everything in perfect timing, in a perfect solar system, my friend, he'll be able to hold you and me up personally.
Amen.
Praise God. There's nothing too hard for him.
Amen. Hallelujah.